October 24, three results of the cross. John chapter 12, verses 27 to 33. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "The voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The arrival of the Greeks triggered Jesus' thoughts toward his impending death. The emotion surrounding that terrible event is coming to the fore. Now my heart is troubled. The word for troubled means shock, agitation, and even revulsion. John doesn't include what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane in his gospel, but his description of Jesus' inward agony here perfectly parallels it. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? The NIV turns this into a question, but what John wrote can be equally a straight request that he not have to go through with the cross. Again, this parallels, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, in Luke 22 verse 42 from the Gethsemane passage. In his death, Jesus is facing the mockery of his enemies, in whose eyes he will die a failure. The appalling mental and physical sufferings of death by crucifixion, and beyond all this, the Father himself, the one to whom he has been inseparably bound for all eternity, not in the warmth of his everlasting love, but in the terror of his holy and righteous wrath. God's revulsion of sin and evil will demand his rejection. But as he starts back in fear from the terror of the cross, he senses again the thrust of God's purposes in bringing him to this hour. From Matthew 26, verse 39, "No, it was this very reason I came to this hour. Here is Gethsemane's, yet not as I will, but as you will." As Jesus agonizes in that terrifying moment, caught in the vice of his own terrible destiny, from his innermost being comes a passionate cry, "Father, glorify your name." Not surprisingly, the prayer is immediately answered from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." This is the Father's witness of approval to his Son, that in his obedience and mission, the Father has truly been glorified, and that beyond this, it speaks the Father's promise that he will again be glorified in the Son's impending death. The voice was heard by the crowd, even if not understood. In this last part of the passage, Jesus outlines three results his death will achieve. Firstly, through his death, Jesus says he will pass judgment on the world. This happens firstly by exposing the sin of the human race. Because Jesus came on behalf of God, rejection of Jesus is rejection of God. More than just rejecting Jesus, humanity killed him. Our sin is exposed. But the cross not only reveals the sin that makes judgment necessary, but secondly, Jesus took upon himself not only the fullness of our sin, but the great judgment that sin deserved. The sin of the world was fully judged through Jesus' death. And secondly, Jesus says his death will drive out the prince of this world. The cross is the devil's defeat. Jesus' obedience will take him to the cross, where he will take upon himself the sin of the world, the same sin that has energized up until now humanity's slavery to Satan. And thirdly, Jesus says finally that through his death he will draw all men to himself. By being lifted up on the cross and dying in our place, he will have made the way open for any and all to come back to their God. By dying our death, the death we deserved, he would draw humanity to himself. The cross was the most painful act ever committed against a human being in all of world history. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, the Son of God bore the greatest pain ever imaginable, but not for anything he had done, but for you and for me. This is how much he loves you.